This is 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Dory Nutt. James Clemens High School junior Calvin Engstrom was this year's winner of the Huntsville Literary Association's Young Writers Contest in the senior division. Calvin stays busy on the cross-country team and loves acting in plays. His short story, entitled Diction, is a rhythmic tale of a young man's quest to make the world a better place.
Diction by Calvin Engstrom. Determinism and Linguistics in Action by Edwin C. Lund. Edwin examined the cover of his dissertation as he walked from his car towards the school entrance, shivering against the evening air. It was unextraordinary, nowhere near displaying the author's attitudes towards its contents. Years of research, sleepless nights, countless studies, this cover showed none of that. He reached the front of his old high school. The better part of a decade had passed since he'd last stepped through these doors. Weighed down by the experiences of those years and by the 254 pages of work he carried, he entered the building. It was getting dark out, and no one sat in the front office, but Edwin didn't care. There was only one person he'd come to see. He took the turns towards Miss Dahlia West's room carefully, for he knew the weight of this moment. It seemed penultimate. His dreams had been realized, and now those dreams were about to be shared with the world. His steps grew lighter, and he hugged the papers to his chest. "Miss West?" he called softly, rapping his knuckles on the doorframe. He peered inside to find his teacher sitting at her desk, hunched intently over some papers. She jerked up at the sound of his voice and turned quickly to her former student. Her scrunched face eased into a look of amazement. "Edwin Lund, I'd never imagined I'd be seeing you again." As she stood, Edwin hurried over, set down his papers on her desk, and hugged his favorite teacher. She pulled back and motioned for him to sit across from her. He paused for a moment, remembering an afternoon he spent in that chair maybe 7 or 8 years ago. He eased himself into it, and he could almost feel the sunlight on his back once again. Looking around, it was evident that the classroom decor had changed. But his history teacher, with her wispy hair and ramrod straight posture, was the same woman he'd come to respect and admire. "What brings you all the way back here? Last I heard, you were at graduate school in Massachusetts?" Edwin pointed to the stack of papers he'd put on her desk, and she read aloud, "Determinism and Linguistics in Action." "Is this what you've been working on?" Edwin nodded. "My dissertation. But look," he said, leaning to point at the title. "It spells Dahlia." Miss West furrowed her brow and sat back slowly. Her eyes fell from her former student to her lap, and she finally asked, "Why, Edwin?" "I didn't want you going to the Institute. I said you should help people." She exhaled slowly and shook her head. "I regret that. I should have supported you." "No, you were right. And this," he told her, gesturing to his work, "this will help people. This will change the way we treat others, the way we collaborate and work towards a common goal, just by changing the words we use." She raised an eyebrow skeptically. "Determinism," he said firmly, beginning what was clearly a well-rehearsed spiel, "has long been debated in the linguistics community. It's the idea that language limits and shapes our thoughts. Orwell used it in 1984, and psychologists and linguists toyed with it for years. It was thought to be discredited, but my research shows otherwise. Your thoughts are shaped by the words you use to think them. You don't hear someone's emotions. You hear the words they use to express them, and then you look at those words to find meaning. By choosing our words carefully, we don't just speak more accurately. We can build an environment conducive to happiness and progress. Even just hearing words like happiness, people feel a small amount of joy. Using someone's name gives them a sense of pride in their individuality. And saying thank you," Edwin's voice wavered, and he paused to collect himself. "Saying thank you is one of the most important things you can do. You taught me that." Miss West stared into the distance as a tear rolled down her cheek towards a smile that meant more than words could describe. "So what brings me back here, Miss West?" He took in the room around him, remembering all that he'd learned here. He recalled once more that fateful day when Miss West reminded him of the impact of gratitude and the importance of chasing what really matters to you. He looked at his teacher and saw pride in her eyes. He had made her proud, and that was all that mattered at the moment. I needed to say thank you just one more time. Miss West laughed. Thank you, Edwin.
That was Calvin Engstrom, winner of HLA's Young Writers Contest. Go online to hear the rest of his story, which takes a dark turn and becomes a thriller to the senses and causes you to question everything you think you know. You can check that out at wlrh.org under the Sundial tab. You can hear the Sundial Writers Corner every Monday morning at 9 here on WLRH 89.3 Huntsville.